All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today, I want to start with a bit of a reality check.
Okay.
It's something I think a lot of us have been sort of ignoring. We all know the internet has, solved the distribution problem.
Infinite shelf space.
Exactly. If you want to post a video or write a manifesto or upload a podcast, the space is infinite. YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, they have this insatiable appetite. They'll take everything you've got and just ask for more.
But that infinite shelf space has created a new, and I would say much nastier problem for anyone trying to build a business online.
The production bottleneck.
That's the one.
Exactly. We're calling it content saturation. The platforms are hungry, but feeding them, manually, that's a recipe for absolute burnout or bankruptcy.
Yeah, and so today we're looking at a solution that feels a little bit like bringing an industrial assembly line to a craft workshop.
That is a great analogy.
Because what we're talking about today, it isn't just a tool. It's a fundamental shift in how educational businesses can operate. We're looking at the intersection of two very specific players. On the platform side, you've got Learnest. It's a massive learning management system, an LMS used by, I think, over 12,000 institutes and educators.
And on the production side, we have the engine, the Auto Content API.
Right. And the mission for this deep dive is to figure out what happens when you plug a content engine like Auto Content into a sales platform like Learnest.
How does an educator go from struggling to post once a week to just dominating their niche using automation?
Exactly.
And, looking at the research, there was a specific aha moment for me. Usually, if you're a course creator, you look at your PDF notes or your video lectures as the product.
Right, it's the thing you sell. It's behind a paywall.
It's the treasure at the end of the map, but the sources suggest a huge mindset shift.
That material isn't just a product. It's raw data. It's fuel. And if you treat it like fuel, you can burn it to generate the one thing every single business needs more of.
Attention.
Attention.
So let's break down how we refine that fuel. But first, we need to understand the vehicle. So for those who aren't in the edupreneur game, let's set the stakes. What is the reality of using a platform like Learnest?
Think of Learnest as the Shopify for education. It's infrastructure.
Fair.
So if you're a coaching center, maybe a yoga instructor, or a coding boot camp, Learnest gives you the branded website, the mobile apps on iOS and Android, and the payment gateways. It handles all the logistics of selling knowledge.
And the scale is pretty significant. The data shows they've helped educators earn over 900 crore. That's serious volume. It's not just
Right.
a hobbyist platform.
Not at all. And they provide smart marketing tools, landing pages, email funnels, the works. But here's the catch, and this is where the empty funnel problem kicks in.
Right.
A landing page converts traffic, it doesn't create it. An email funnel nurtures leads, but you still have to write the emails.
It's like buying a Ferrari, but having no gas to put in it. The car looks amazing in the driveway, but it's not going anywhere.
Precisely.
Oh.
And the traditional way to get that gas content is based on this linear production logic. You want to blog, hire a writer, want a podcast, you got to buy mics, record, edit,
Oh, yeah.
want a video, get a camera crew.
I was looking at the cost analysis from the auto content source, and honestly, it's just brutal. A manually produced podcast episode is listed anywhere from, what, $100 to $15,000?
And that's depending on quality. Yeah. And the single short form video is 50 to 300 bucks.
So if you're a solo educator on Learnest teaching, I don't know, advanced Python, you just can't afford three different production teams. The math just doesn't work.
So you pick one channel, you ignore the rest, and you end up leaving money on the table.
Enter the Auto Content API. Now, I do want to distinguish this from tools people already know. When we say AI content, I think everyone's mind goes to ChatGPT or maybe Google's Notebook LM.
Sure.
I use ChatGPT every day. Why isn't that enough?
It's the difference between a tool and infrastructure. ChatGPT is a creative assistant. It helps you write a sentence or brainstorm an idea,
Right.
Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It helps you understand your documents. Auto Content is API first. It's designed for code to talk to code.
Headless content production.
Yes. It means the system runs in the background.
Yeah.
It creates a disconnect between the act of creation, the time of the creator. You're not sitting there typing into a chat box. Your system is sending data to their system, and media is just coming back.
Okay, so walk me through the input-output logic here. If I'm that Python teacher on Learnest, what am I actually doing? I'm not typing prompts.
No. Your input is your existing assets. You have gigabytes of PDFs, course notes, maybe old Zoom lecture recordings. You feed that raw data into the Auto Content API, That's your input layer.
And the output.
It's transformation. The API doesn't just summarize things, it reformats them. It can take a text-based PDF about, say, Python variables, identify the key teaching points, and then script a dialogue between two AI hosts discussing it. Then it generates the audio. Then it creates a vertical video script. It's multiplying the asset into different mediums.
Okay, so we have the engine, we understand the mechanism. Let's talk strategy, because having the content is one thing, but getting students to actually buy a course on Learnist, that's another. The biggest pain point is traffic.
Right, filling the funnel. So the first strategy the sources highlight is dominating the faceless channel game.
This is the TikTok, the Reels, the Shorts ecosystem, the slot machine in our pocket.
Exactly. And the algorithm there just craves consistency above all else. To capture what marketers call mental availability, you have to show up. And not just once a week.
More than that.
You need to be there 3 to 5 times a day.
3 to 5 times a day? That sounds like a full-time job.
Manually, yes. But programmatically.
Yeah.
You just use the Video Create Shorts endpoint, you take a tip from your lesson, and the API generates a 9.16 video. It adds an AI avatar to deliver the line, handles all the lip syncing, and crucially burns in the subtitles.
So I could theoretically schedule, what, 50 of these to go out when I'm sleeping?
You absolutely could. And suddenly, you're capturing that mental availability. When that student finally decides they want to learn Python, who are they going to think of? The person they saw once a month, or the person they see every time they open their phone.
That's a great point. Okay, so that gets them to the landing page. They click the link in the bio. But Learnist users, I know they often struggle with conversion. People land, they skim the text, and they bounce.
And that's where the explainer video comes in. Yep. Google measures dwell time, how long someone stays on your site.
Right.
Video keeps them there.
Yeah.
But hiring an animator to make a custom video for every single landing page is, well, it's expensive and it's slow.
So you use the API to crawl your own landing page text.
Exactly. It reads your sales copy and it generates a 60-second video answering the core questions. Who is this for? What am I going to learn? It reduces friction. It answers questions the student didn't even know they had yet.
I want to pivot to something a bit more technical that was in the documentation. Programmatic SEO, or PSEO. This sounds like a superpower, but I have to be the skeptic here.
Go for it.
It also sounds like something Google might penalize if you do it wrong. Isn't this just spamming the internet?
You have to be careful, yes. If you do it lazily, it absolutely is spam.
Yeah.
But let's define the goal. PSEO is about capturing long-tail search traffic.
Okay.
So instead of trying to rank for best Python course, which is impossible, you're competing with Coursera and Udemy.
All right, you'll never win.
You'll never win. So you try to rank for best Python course for accountants, or best Python course for biologists, or best Python course in Austin.
But you can't just copy-paste the same page 1,000 times and change the city name. That's thin content. Google hates that. They will de-index you.
Correct. That's the old way. The multimedia solution offered by the Auto Content API is the antidote to that. You generate unique assets for every single one of those pages.
So the Austin page has a video specifically mentioning Austin.
Yes. You use the deep research endpoint to find local tech meetups in Austin. You weave that into the script. You generate a specific audio intro and a specific video hook. So Google sees a page with unique text, unique audio, and unique video. It deems it high value.
That is wild. It's like terraforming the search results.
It's flooding the zone with quality, not just noise. You are answering a specific query with specific content. That is not spam. That's relevance at scale.
Okay. Let's assume we've won the acquisition game. The student has paid. They are in the Learnist ecosystem. Now we have to keep them.
Right.
Learnist cares a lot about retention and course completion rates.
And completion rates in online courses are notoriously low. Usually because, you know, people are busy. They can't just sit in front of a laptop for an hour to watch a video.
Which brings us to the commuter use case.
This is one of the smartest applications of the whole stack. Learnist offers branded mobile apps. Auto Content lets you populate that app with audio-first learning. You take your heavy text modules or your video lectures and you transform them into podcasts.
So I can learn complex macroeconomics while I'm stuck in traffic on the 405.
Exactly. You turn downtime into learning time. And because the API can generate that two-host dialogue format like what we're doing right now, it's much easier to listen to than a robot just reading a textbook. It leverages the conversational learning model.
It's stickier. I mean, I know I retain way more from a podcast than I do from a textbook.
Most people do.
Yeah.
And it's not just media. The API can also generate the grunt work. study guides and quizzes, you upload a video lecture, and the system returns a 10-question quiz that you can drop straight into the Learnist course builder.
That's huge for the teacher. You're adding value to the student experience without adding hours to your workday.
Right.
Now, speaking of hours in the day, I want to talk about newsjacking.
Speed is the only metric that matters here.
Okay, explain this for the listeners. What is newsjacking in the context of an online course?
Okay, let's say you're a finance educator on Learnist. Suddenly, the government announces a new tax on crypto. Or the market crashes. Your students are panicking. They want answers now.
But you're at the gym, or you're asleep, or you're just busy living your life.
Right. AutoContent has deep research and social listening capabilities. So it can monitor trends on X, which used to be Twitter, or on Reddit. You set a trigger. When crypto tax spikes in sentiment, specifically negative sentiment, the API wakes up.
It wakes up and does what?
It triggers a workflow. It researches the news, synthesizes the facts from credible sources, writes a script explaining what it means for your specific student base, and then pushes it to the video endpoint. Theoretically, you could have a market update video published to your students before you've even had your morning coffee.
That is incredible leverage. You become the authority because you are the first one to speak.
First mover advantage as a service. In the information economy, being first is often better than being best, but with this, you can be both.
There's one more leverage point I want to touch on, language. Learnist is global, but most creators only speak one language. I barely speak English on some days.
This is the zero marginal cost expansion. AutoContent supports over 50 languages. And we are not just talking about subtitles. Subtitles are fine, but they require attention. We're talking about transcribing, translating, and resynthesizing the audio.
So my English course becomes a Spanish course, a Hindi course, and a Japanese course.
Overnight. You multiply your total addressable market, your TAM by 10x, but your production cost stays flat. That is the definition of a scalable technology.
Yeah.
You were reaching markets you previously had zero access to.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. I really do.
Please.
Learnithus talks a lot about security DRM, piracy protection. Educators are protective of their IP, but also they're protective of their brand. If I start using AI to generate audio and video, don't I lose that personal connection?
That's the uncanny valley fear.
Exactly. If I'm paying for a coach, I want the coach, not some bot. If I find out my daily motivation message is just code, do I feel cheated?
It's a valid concern. But the technology has solved the voice cloning aspect to a frighteningly good degree. The API allows you to clone your own voice.
So it actually sounds like me.
It sounds exactly like you. And think about the educator's paradox. Your students want to hear from you daily. They want motivation, updates, insights. But you physically cannot record daily.
Mass burnout in a week.
So what's better for the student? Hearing from the real you once a month. Or hearing a high-quality, personalized update in your voice every single morning.
Consistency builds the habit.
Exactly. It scales intimacy. You record the soul content. The deep philosophy, the major lectures yourself. You let the API handle the maintenance content, the updates, the summaries, the drills.
That's a healthy distinction. Soul versus maintenance. Use the robot for the robot work. Use the human for the human work.
It's the only way to scale without losing yourself. And regarding security, since you mentioned it, Learnist handles the DRM, the digital rights management, on the delivery side, preventing screen recording. AutoContent operates as a headless system on the production side. It's not a public social network where your data trains some public model. It's a private pipe.
That's a crucial distinction for enterprise users. Okay, so looking at the bottom line, the source had a breakdown of the economics.
It changes the unit economics entirely. A podcast episode via the API costs somewhere between, say, 10 cents and maybe 2 euros in credits.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that to the $150 minimum for manual production we talked about earlier.
It shifts content from an operating expense, something that just bleeds cash to an asset.
It's the concept of the automated enterprise. You aren't just working harder. You are building a machine that works for you. You are investing in infrastructure.
So if every Learnist educator starts doing this, if we all have infinite content machines,
yeah,
what happens? Do we just drown in noise? If everyone has 1,000 videos, does anyone have any videos?
That is the final billion-dollar question. If content becomes free, if it becomes infinite,
yeah,
then content itself is no longer the differentiator.
It becomes a commodity, like air or water.
Exactly. So the value shifts. It shifts to the curriculum structure and the community. In a world flooded with AI content, the secure, gated human community provided by Learnist becomes the premium product.
The noise sells the signal?
Precisely. You use the automation, the noise, to get attention in the crowded market. You use the algorithms to find your people, but you use that attention to bring people into the quiet, valuable space of your community. That's something you can't fake.
Use the engine to build the gate, not to replace the garden.
Beautifully put. That is the winning strategy.
That's a wrap on the intersection of Learnist and Auto Content API. For everyone listening, check the show notes for the links to both tools and ask yourself, is your content strategy a bottleneck or is it an engine? We'll see you in the next deep dive.